Maayong gabi sa inyo tanan. Hanggang doon lang yung alam ko. Okay? But just like what Tom had said, my family, my parents are from Bacolod. Kabalo ko maghambal sa Ilonggo, Jutay lang, gamay lang. Okay? But hindi ko makarili hambal sa dire-diretso, okay? But I'll try to speak as much, but really mix up of it. But then again, first and foremost, thank you, Pastor Archie and Rian, for giving me the opportunity to share the word tonight. I'm very, very much excited to share with you the continuing of our series. Okay, so, sige, let me go straight ahead to our series which entitled All and Nothing. Sino rito your present for the past 4 weeks? Okay, our All and Nothing series is actually a series about the book of Colossians. Okay, the book of Colossians talks about the preeminence of Christ. Ibig pong sabihin noon that Christ is not just prominent, but He's preeminent. Ibig pong sabihin in layman's term, si Jesus po, who's our Lord, hindi lang po siya famous, but He's all surpassing. Ibig sabihin, He's above all creation, He's above all of us, He's above all things. Therefore, we say that Christ is above all. Nothing more, nothing less. Kasi during that time, nung na-birth po yung church sa Colossae, hindi po siya pinlant ni Paul. It was planted by the one he discipled. So, nung pinlant ni Epaphras yung church, after some time around 3 to 5 years, Paul knew about the church and he was so encouraged because the church is growing and thriving, like your church. Probably nasa thousands na rin sila by this time. And then, when he heard about the church, he was so encouraged and he prayed for the church, but he also wrote a letter. Ito po yung book of Colossians. So he wrote because there were so many things that the people is trying to add to the gospel. There were a lot of Jews. So sabi ng mga Jews, okay, pwede na rin kayong believers, but first, according to the law, dapat circumcised din kayo. So ngayon may mga laws na dinagdag yung mga Jew. Okay, doon naman sa kabilang side, yung mga philosophies naman in the Eastern, sabi naman nila, okay, we're Christian, but you know what? Kahit Christian ka na ngayon or follower ka na ni Jesus, pero you also have to believe some of these things. So ngayon, nilower down nila, sabi nila si Jesus actually is a God, but He's also a prophet and all. So ngayon, nag-mix-mix na lahat. So that's why Paul has to wrote to the church. Sinulat ni Paul to just to make sure that the gospel is still pure. That sinabi niya that Christ is above all, and Christ is nothing more, nothing less above everything. That's why we're talking about it because we believe that even today, we're faced with so many ideologies out there. Diba? Ang daming mga nagsasabi, ganito yung Christianity. Dapat pag Christian ka, gawin mo to. Yung iba naman, ay grabe naman ang mga Christian, legalistic. Dapat hindi ganito, dapat ganito. We're bombarded with so many ideologies. The question is, what is really Christianity and the gospel? And so we're running through with this series, okay? And so, week one, Pastor Archie preached here. Week one, he preaches that Paul prayed for the church. Pinag-pray niya yung church. Sabi niya, I pray that the church will be filled with knowledge of His will. I pray that the church will be fruitful in every good work. And I pray that the church will be faithful. Why? Because when we know God's will, then it will enable us to live a life that is pleasing to God. Sino rito you want to please God? If you want to please God, the way is to know His will. And when we are at the center of God's will, then that pleases God. In every single day, in every step of the way, I hope our heart's desire is to know, Lord, what's Your will for this? In every decision that you make, whether you're starting a business, you're starting a course, kaka-shift mo lang. Diba? Yung mga iba dyan, parang, Lord, ano ba ang gagawin ko? Yung iba, nag-start na ng business bago sinabi, Lord, I pray na i-bless mo tong business na to. Kung ano man yung magiging income, Lord, ibibigay ko naman sa'yo. Pero first and foremost, ang tanong, will ba ni God na mag-business ka? Baka will naman ni God sa'yo maging missionary ka. Bias, no? Talagang missions. Pero again, if you want to please God, first and foremost, know God's will. That's what we've learned from week one. And then week two, supremacy of Christ, we have learned. Si Pastor Richie ang nag-preach. You were here? Still remember, he preached about the supremacy of Christ, that Jesus is God. Nothing more, nothing less. Anong implication on that? Jesus was also from the beginning. He was here when He created together with the Father and the Holy Spirit the universe. Therefore, He's the Creator. Not only that, He's also the Sustainer. And also, ang implication on therefore, He is the Lord of the church. Because He's the one who started it and He's also the one who will sustain it. Therefore, He's the Lord, not only of the church, but in each and every one's life. Okay, and then week 3, we talked about fullness in Christ. See, future pastor Tom, he preached a powerful message about the fullness of Christ. He said that now that we are in fullness of Christ, we have a new nature. Ibig sabihin, we're dead to sin. Then he also mentioned that there's new record, meaning there's no more death. Sino rito you're happy to hear that? No more death. Hindi debt na patay, utang. Habi, wala ka na raw utang, back to zero, new record. And then last, he said that we have a new status. The new status that we have is we are victorious. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang victorious yan? Parang natawa kayo, parang hindi naman. Okay? That's why this church is called Victory, because we believe that as Christians, we are destined to be victorious in our life. Okay? And then week 4, which was last week, Pastor Kin preached about the position that we have in Christ. Sabi niya, we have been raised with Christ, we have died with Christ, we have been hidden with Christ, and we will appear with Christ. Therefore, the implication of that is we have been raised with Christ and will share in His future glory. Whatever Jesus will have, we also have it because we are co-heirs of Christ. Aren't you glad about that? And now, as we talk about our word today, let me read in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 to 11. It says here, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of this, the wrath of God is coming. In this, you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices. And verse 10, it says, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian and Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all in all. Okay, so if we sum up the preaching of the past 4 weeks, actually it's the summary of the life that we have in Christ. And then the 5th, 6th, and 7th week, kasi 7 weeks yung Colossians series, is actually the practical side of it. Now that this is the life that we have in Christ, ngayon, ano yung obligation that we need to do? What's the responsibility? What's the implication of that? And we'll start it today. If our life is like a garden, do you want this kind of life? Yes. Sabay-sabay and all together say, wow. Ang ganda, di ba? Sino rito gusto niyo yung buhay niyo parang ganyan? Mabulaklak, fruitful, parang makulay, parang ang saya. You know what? That's the promise of God for each and every one of us. Probably some of you not yet there, getting there. But I want you to know that's the promise of God for each and every one of us. That's the promise of life that He wants to give to us. But of course, we know that ito yung binigay ni God, ito yung promise ni God. But on the other end, binigay niya sa atin yan, pero we have a responsibility to do also. God has given us the garden, but also we need to do our part. Siyempre, meron tayong garden. Sino mga nagpa-Farmville? Di ba? Tagal na nun. Okay, so, di ba, if that's the garden that we also have a responsibility to do, right? Binigyan tayo ni God ng magandang garden, but we also have a part to do. Like, tanggalan natin ang weed, kailangan natin lagyan ng fertilizer, kailangan natin i-water, so that we can keep that kind of life that we have. So, just like the verse that we have read, di ba, binasa natin, sabi ko sa inyo, week 1 to 4, it's the life that God has promised. Continuing from that, yung verse na binasa natin, sabi niya ron, put to death. Now, nandun na tayo sa other side of it. Our responsibility, sabi niya, put to death. Therefore, there are things in our lives that we need to do. Like, which is to put to death the things that needs to be put to death. Sino rito you want a successful life? Sino rito you want healthy relationships with people? If you want that, therefore, you need also to be ready to let go. There are things that we need to let go. And there are also things that we need to embrace. There are things that we need to put off, but there are things that we also need to put on. Okay? Because, you know, it's easy to say that we are followers of Christ, but the question is, does it really connect to the way we live our life? Diba? Parang, it's like saying that we want a good life, we want to surrender our life to Christ, we are under the Lordship of Christ, but our life, it doesn't back up what we're claiming to be. We say that Jesus is Lord, yet our life does not reflect that. So that's why it's important for us to be able to search and check the life that we live. It's like trying to fit a square in a circle. Magfi-fit kaya yon? No. It doesn't make sense. It's like talking to a harsh dumaguetenyo. It doesn't make sense. Why? Because Dumaguete is land of gentle. Tinan mo yung katabi mo, kaban gentle? Muaban talagang taga Dumaguete. I want you to know, may mga bagay na it will not make sense. For example, sino rito may mga babies kayo? May mga family ba rito? And you want to clean up your baby because they messed up. Nag-poop. O kanyari, ganon. Or nag-wee, umihi, or nag-poop. What do you do kung gusto mong linisin siya? Do you just put another diaper on top of that diaper? Of course not. If you want to clean that baby up, then you have to remove the dirty diaper and then now you have to put on a new diaper. The same is true with our life. Because whatever we believe, remember from week 1 to 4, si Paul pinreach niya na who we are in Christ. Whatever we believe will actually affect the way we live our life. Now, the question is, what do you believe? Pero ang tanong, what you believe and what you confess, is it really something that you live out also? That's why there should be no disparity on it. It should be consistent. So now, as we talk about this, naalala ko lang yung verse na sinabi ni Titus. Sabi ni Titus, they claim to know God, but their actions, they deny Him. I hope our life is not like that. Amen? I hope when we say that Jesus is the Lord of our life, it really reflects that Jesus is the Lord of our life. Therefore, we need not only to know that we are in Christ, we need to continually live in Christ. Now, the question is, how do we, or what does it mean, living in Christ? Living in Christ, from the verse that we have read, living in Christ means, number one, it's putting off the old self. It says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Sabi niya ron, put to death therefore what is earthly in you. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. From this verse, sabi niya, put to death. Let me encircle that. Sabi niya ron, put to death. Alam niyo nung nabasa ko itong verse na to, the first thing that came into my mind, sabi ko, if I'm living in Christ, I need to learn how to put to death. Ang una pumasok sa akin is yung picture ng assassination. Sino dito mahilig manood ng ganung movie? Yung mga may kailangang bangkong nanakaw, yung mga Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, yung mga ganun. O kaya yung may kailangan patayin. Di ba? What's good thing about it? Ako, amaze ako how they plan. Yung kailangan, yung timing, yung saluhan, yung kung paano papasok sa ilalim, habang binubuta sa kabila. Sa kabila, may nangyayari. Sabi ko, wow, sobrang planado. Everything is well thought of. You know, JF Kennedy, right? He was US president, but he was assassin, right? You know, may article in the internet that says how tedious they planned about it. Because the goal is to shoot him to kill, put him to death. And they were successful. Why? Because they thought of it. They planned about it. Everything that happened there was actually intentional. Now, what does it mean now to us? Ibig sabihin, if you want to live in Christ, sabi sa verse na to, we need to put to death. Meaning, we need to be intentional with the things that we want to put to death in our lives. Hindi po siya nangyayari by accident. Na dati may struggle ka, tapos biglang pagising mo na lang, wala ka ng struggle doon. there are things in our lives that we need to be intentional in making an effort to surrender everything to God. That's why we have annual prayer and fasting. Sino rito naka-join ng annual prayer and fasting natin? Ginagawa natin every start of the year, hindi dahil wala lang tayong magawa, para maiba naman. Diba? Para pumayat naman yung mga taga-victory. No. Dahil ang papayat talaga natin. We don't do it for the sake of just doing it because wala tayong magawa. We're doing it. I'm so blessed to be part of this church where our apostolic team thinks on our welfare. They're thinking, paano ba natin malilid yung mga tao kay God? So therefore, they've set this prayer and fasting every start of the year. And it was intentional. The purpose of prayer and fasting is to seek God, right? Each and every one of us is encouraged to seek God and ask God, Lord, this year, I want to be more like you. So ano yung mga areas in my life na kailangan kong i-put to death? Lord, this year, ano yung direction ng life ko? Sino rito, again, you want to be successful in your life? If you want to be successful, then know God's will. Therefore, there are things na meron will si God sa inyo, you will go there, but there are excess baggages in you. Sino rito nagmamountaineering? Nakatry ng umakit ng bundok? Parang wala, nagsiswimming, ano bang ginagawa? Sino rito nakakita na ng bundok? Siguro yun, may sasagot. Okay. Di ba pag umakit ka ng bundok, what do? You try to unload so that you'll reach the summit. And you know what? God wants to bring each and every one of you here to the summit of your life. But the problem is, you want to bring a lot of things, but it can't be. God is saying, we have to put to death all of these. Kailangan mong iwanan itong mga to. Iiwan mo yung mga bagay na yan kasi hindi yan makakatulong for you to reach the summit. Amen? You know, very interesting, when I look at another translation, which is the Message, sabi niya ron, ito yung magandang version. Sabi niya, and that means killing of everything connected with that way of death. Lahat daw ng anything connected to that, yung mga sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, and everything, you have to kill off everything that is connected to that. That's how we put to death the old life that we have. I remember nung nag-victory weekend ako, parang sinabi ko, Lord, I don't want this, Lord. I repent from this, Lord. I want to move on with my life. And who among you remember that day? Na sinabi niya, Lord, ayoko na ito. But the problem is, may mga times sa buhay natin na ayoko na mag-cheat, ganito, tapos tinalikura mo yung demonyo, tapos bilang sinabi mo, ay, by the way, pag ano, you need anything, ito yung calling card ko. Just contact me on this number. We turn away from the devil, but we gave him calling card just in case lang kailanganin mo kong kontakin. We're still connected. I want you to burn all those calling cards. If you are serious with your walk with God, living in Christ entails putting to death everything that is connected to that. Again, sometimes tayo, we want to move on, but just in mind, gusto mo mag-move on. Pero yung text sa'yo 10 years ago, nandun pa rin sa cellphone mo, parang, hindi talaga. Yun yung meditation mo tuwing morning, babalik pa siya. Akala ko ba gusto mo nang mag-reach dun sa summit? God is saying to you, put to death that emotion. Kapit ka ng kapit dyan eh. Let go mo na yan. You really want to experience the life to the full? Eh, why are you still holding on with that? Why are you keep on meditating on that? Sometimes, sinabi ni Lord, start a new business and you don't want to start a business. Bakit? Eh, Lord, kasi nag-fail ako dati. Ito na naman, mag-fail. Eh, paulit-ulit naman, fail naman ako ng fail. So, now you meditate on failing. Diba, sabi ni Lord, eto na, may bago ng buhay, may bagong course. Eh, Lord, diba, na-debar nga ako. Lord, eto nga, nag-shift na nga ako. So, that's your meditation. I want you to know that the degree of your success is dependent on the degree of your meditation. My question to you now is, what do you want to meditate? Dwell on the past or move on with what the plan of God is for your life? I hope part of living in Christ is putting that to death. I don't want to meditate on that anymore. What I would choose to meditate is the Word of God. If this is what God has promised to me that I'll be successful, then I'll dwell on this. I'll meditate on this. Next verse, sabi niya, Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, but now you must put them all away. Put them all away daw. Ano yun? Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk. from your mouth. Diba, Christian na tayo, pero tayo yung pag... Uy, grabe, oh. May kasama na naman, oh. Huwag tayong maging malisyoso. Christian na tayo, eh. Diba, we trust people. We trust that God is doing in their lives. Diba, sa office natin, minsan tayo yung pasimuno ng mga, ay, grabe, si Kendrick, si ganyan. Tapos, mas tumble pa kami yung office natin. Sabihin, kala ko nag-victory siya, tapos parang siya yung ganito sa atin. I want you to know that, of course, if you've done that, and we've done that, all of us most probably have done that, God will forgive us. But then again, this message is for us. This is not for you, this is for me also. This is for all of us that we need to put to death all of those kinds of things. Ito yung pinakamagandang part niya nung tinignan ko ulit yung isang translation ng Bible sa The Message. Ang sabi niya, but you know better now. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, sabi mo, you know better. Ayan ha, we know better. Sabi sa Bible, so you make sure that it's all gone for good. That all of these are gone for good. Ano yun? Yung bad temper natin. Yung madali tayong mairita. If you're guilty. Diba, yung bagay na, ang mean-mean mo, alam ko wala ditong mean kasi lahat dito gentle. Diba, sa Dumaguete, lahat gentle eh, walang... Sabi niya, profanity, dirty talk. Alam mo yun, dati, pag nagsasalita ka, mura ka ng mura, lahat ng sentence mo, start and end between, puro mura. Pero ngayon, dapat put to death that because that's not anymore your identity in Christ. And again, sabi niya ron, you have to make sure. It's again, intentional. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo yan, intentional. Hindi po yan nangyayari by accident na one day, pagising mo, hindi ka na nagmumura. No. You have a new identity, but you also need to do your part. The starting today, I will not let this rule over me. Sabi nga, garbage in, garbage out. The reason why you have so much anger in your mouth is because there's so much anger in your heart. The reason why gusto mo ng mga dirty jokes or mga green jokes, because that's the meditation of your heart. That's what's inside your heart. Sabi sa Bible, sa verse na binasa natin, make sure that all of these are gone already in your life. How do we make sure that all of this will be gone? Again, garbage in, garbage out. Therefore, what we need to garbage in should be the garbage out. Ngayon, yung lumalabas na mga negative sa atin, galing lang yung sa mga negative na pinapasok natin. Ngayon, kung ang pinapasok mo ay pabutihan, if you meditate on the Word of God, if you put the Word of God in your heart, I don't think something will come out negatively in your life. That's why our life is a light and a salt to the people out there. I remember when I was first year college, half of my classmates bagsak sa class. Tapos para kaming kalahati na-save. Oh, thank you, Lord. Tapos the following sem, buong class na naman threatened na mabagsak sa physics kasi major namin yung mga ganun. So parang ano, lahat na nag-uusap, ano, da-drop na tayo, da-drop na ba tayo? So parang ako, hindi tayo magda-drop. Tiwala lang. Laban. Parang how come can you confess that in the midst of all our failed quizzes? Diba? Sa mga YP, sa mga young professional, lahat nung nasa office pressured, nako yung quota, nako yung deadline, nako yung sales account, nako kailangan ma-produce. And then ikaw, pagpasok mo, good morning. Wow. Okay ka lang? E ngayon, ikaw pa yung okay ka lang. Diba? Ikaw na ngayon magandang mood. Bakit? Why? Because there's so much joy that exudes. Why? Because you put the Word of God and that's why it exudes to the people. I hope our life will be like that. That's living in Christ. If we intentionally put to death, again, hindi natin yan mako-completely zero kasi we're still in our sinful nature. But then again, the intentionality of putting all of these things to death by the grace of God is possible. Okay? And then secondly, what does it mean by living in Christ? Sabi niya ron, put to death your old self, but you also have to put on the new self. Sabi sa verse 10, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. Tapos verse 12, inulit na naman niya, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. Ano daw dapat yung i-put on? Can we all read it together, starting compassionate hearts? 1, 2, 3. Compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. bearing with one another, and if one has complaints against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must forgive. And above all this, ito yung pinaka-favorite ko, sabi niya, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Again, sabi niya rin, put on. Yes, we're finished with putting off the old self. Now that we have emptied ourselves with our old life, the Bible encourages us now to put on our new self. Yun yung binasa nating verse. And very interestingly, kasi dito sa verse na to, 3 times minention yung word na put on. So sabi ko, Lord, there's a greater emphasis on putting on. What does it mean to put on the new self? And there were 3 interesting meanings I saw from the dictionary. Sabi niya ron, put on means to cloth oneself. Okay, putting on means to cloth oneself. So ibig sabihin, it is something na hindi ko part. I have to put it on me. Nagets niyo ba yon? But I go, okay, it's something that I have to put on. Meaning, it's not really part of me. Therefore, it's not automatic. The truth of the matter is, kahit na gano'ng kakaloving, the truth of the matter is, kahit na feeling mo ang loving mo, nandyan pa rin yung sinful nature natin na biglang magiging selfish, tama ba? Therefore, it's not innate in us. But the good news is, we can put it on. It is something that is not from us. It is something that is from God that we can put on. Kaya nga yung loving other people, sino rito nahihirapan kayong mahalin yung iba? Iba talagang nakampas pa ng katabi. Okay. Sino rito meron kayong naiisip taong mahirap mahalin? Diba madaling magmahal kapag lovable? Tama ba? Pag yung crush mo, madaling mahalin, di ba? Pero pag yung mamahalin mo yung kapatid mong naalibadbaran ka, o yung mamahalin mo yung ka-opisina mo walang ginawa kundi pikunin ka na pagpasok pa lang, buhay pa yung gumipit sa'yo? Yung parang, feel na feel mo pa naman, ang ganda ng hair mo, tapos inasar ka na agad. Parang, nako, ayoko mag-sin, pero Lord, kunin mo na siya. Napakabuti niya, Lord, kunin mo na siya. Di ba parang, it's easy to love the lovable, right? But the unlovable, it's hard. But you know what? I want you to know it's possible. Because it's not from you. The reason why napapagod ka magmahal, yes. Sino rito napagod ng magmahal? Kaya ka napagod magmahal kasi yung love mo nang galing sa sarili mo. The truth of the matter is that love should not come from you. It is something that you put on because it's from God that you share and overflow to others. Kaya sabi ko, Lord, thank you. I don't have to force myself to be like that because I just have to put on your grace to love the unlovable. Pangalawa, sabi niya ron, not only cloth yourself, sabi niya ron, putting on also means apply and activate. Sabi ko, wow, ang galing nung meaning na yon. Sabi niya ron, put on your new self. Ibig sabihin, apply your new self. Activate your new self. Yung old self na patay na yon pero may bago na, 'di ba? If anyone is in Christ, the old has gone and the new has come. So therefore, whatever the word of God is telling me, then I'm like that, therefore I can activate that. That's why every time you read your Bible, I hope that you don't read your Bible because you want to gain knowledge. Yung iba gusto magbasa ng Bible, babasahin from, grabe, kabisado lahat yung mga books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, di ba? Sabi nila, alam ko yan, di ba, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, for God so loved the world that He gave. Mali pa, di ba? Pero confident na marami alam sa Bible. I want you to know that when you read your Bible, I hope you're not reading because you want to gain knowledge. We read our Bible because we want to be Christ-like. So Lord, I want to apply this. Every time I read my Bible, I always end it by asking, so Lord, anong application ngayon ito sa buhay ko? I use the Bible as the mirror to my life. Lord, help me to become like this. This is what you've told me I am. Therefore, there's gonna be grace to be like this. Not my own strength, but your strength through me. And I hope that will be the attitude also of our hearts. That's why I want you to know that it's not how much we know about the Bible, but it's how much we apply that matters. Nakamit na ba kayo ng mga ganong tao na gustong-gusto na ikipag-debate sa Bible? It's not about how much we know. It's how much we apply that matters most. The question is, how much of the Bible did we intake? Ang daling basahin, pero ang tanong, ina-apply ba natin? I hope, if we say we want to live with Christ, this is part of it. Putting on, meaning applying the Word of God in our life. One of the things that I realize is that the farther I walk with God, the more I realize how far I am becoming to become Christ-like. Alam mo, habang lumalayo yung walk ko kay God, nare-realize ko na mas nakikilala ko siya. So, the more I realize na, Lord, sobrang layo ko pa palang maging katulad mo. So, therefore, I need you more. I need more of your grace to work in my heart and in my life. I hope that's the attitude of our hearts. And then last meaning na nakita kong put on. Sabi niyo rin, put on means to add and increase something. Therefore, sabi niya doon, di ba, yung love, yung joy, yung patience, yung meekness. It's one thing to know, to have it, but I want you to know it's another thing to add and increase on that. It's one thing to have it, but it's another thing to grow in it. I hope when we evaluate ourselves, Lord, am I more loving now than last year? Am I more generous now than before ako naging Christian? Kasi nung hindi ako Christian, generous ako. Nung naging Christian ako, ay hindi, kailangan wise. Kailangan magtipid, kailangan. So, parang baliktad. Diba sabi ni Lord, we are blessed so that we can be a blessing. Diba sabi sa Bible, may fruit of the Spirit. That's how I would always evaluate myself. Sabi ko, Lord, sabi sa Bible, yung fruit of the Spirit is love. So, am I loving now than yesterday? Am I more gentle now than last year towards my classmates, towards my parents? And you know, that's a good posture because the more you will realize that you need more of God. Kasi makikita mo, Lord, ang layo pa, I need you more. Therefore, nawawala yung pride na parang feeling natin okay na tayo. But we need more of God in our lives. And last but not the least, living in Christ means being strengthened in fellowship. When we read verse 15, sabi ron, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another. In all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts of God, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. I want you to know, if you want to live with Christ, it's not just about putting your old self off and putting on your new self. You cannot do it alone. That's the very reason why God placed you in this church. Because we need one another. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, I need you. We need one another. Why? Because we cannot do it alone. God Himself said in Genesis, it's not good for man to be alone. That's why Jesus Himself is the one who orchestrated the church. Sabi niya kay Peter, di ba? On this rock, I will build my church. So Jesus is the one who thought of the church. Why? Because we need one another. You know why we need one another? Because number one, we're not always strong. Niniwala ba kayo doon? O feeling niyo you're strong enough? You don't need others. We're not strong enough. David, a man after God's own heart, needs Jonathan to help him find strength in the Lord. That's why we all need other people to help us find strength with God. Not only that we're not that strong, secondly, we're not always right. Sino rito nakikita niyo yung batok niyo? Delikado yan. Exorcist yan, okay? We cannot see our back. We need other people to cover our back. If there are things in our lives that we need to change, I tell you, you're in the right place. Because these are the people who will tell you what's wrong with you. And I hope you'll not be offended. I hope your heart will be open because you want to live with Christ. Part of it is to grow together as one church, as we put off the old self and we put on the new self together. That's why if there's one thing that I wanted to leave with you before that, okay? Just, I'm so thankful that I'm part of singles ministry in U-Belt. We just had our singles retreat last week. We are 410 singles in Pico de Loro, and I'm so glad because we pray for each other, fighting for each other's calling, and I'm thankful that these 400 singles, all of us, sabi namin, we're not gonna race alone. We'll run together as one team, as one church for these purposes that God has for us. And I want you to know, one last thing before I go, the very message of this week. Sabi ron, we are living in Christ. To live in Christ means to put off the old sinful nature and to put on our new spiritual nature together.